your cause, your charity, your passion out there in the press for free and gets it done even in these tougher times when there's less and less print space available. And when the hosts sit down about every 2 months and look at who's going to be speaking, we actually pick the people, the speakers that we would like to host for. And I picked Jill because I found her subject fascinating. So, with no further ado, our speaker, Jill Lublin.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much. I would like to know who would like to create more credibility and visibility without spending a fortune. Would that be a good thing? Oh, good. I see you're getting up there. And how about more exposure in the marketplace? And I only mean the good kind. Would that be good? Would that be good? Excellent. Well, my intention and purpose today is to support you with ways to get more exposure in the marketplace without spending a fortune using guerrilla publicity tactics. You know, and what I've noticed about publicity, and I've been in this business for over 22 years working with thousands of people, and what I've seen is that it really is all about your message. And what I also noticed about publicity is what happens is that by using it as a marketing strategy, what you end up doing is creating a client attraction and retention tool. You know why? Because people have heard of you somewhere. And that's a really powerful aspect to publicity. In fact, P.T. Barnum said it best. If he were alive today, he'd probably be one of my best friends. He said it best, and that is a terrible thing happens without publicity. What? Nothing, absolutely. Now, I want to tell you, this is me when I was 8. Yeah, thank you. That was my brother's bar mitzvah, not that one, but the other one. And I have to tell you, looking at that picture, now I think it's slightly pornographic. You know what I mean? It's a terrible angle. Like, I can't believe they did that. But why I'm showing you that picture is because that little girl up there was incredibly shy. Incredibly shy. Can anyone relate to that? Being incredibly shy? Yeah, thank you. Thank you. And, you know, the reality is I think as human beings, we're a little scared. And I think part of why God gave me the certain talents that I have is the ability to help people get through that, over it, and more importantly, spread your message out. And that is one of my missions in life, is to help and support people to spread their message. But I'm going to tell you, that little girl was so shy, she didn't know how to talk. She certainly wasn't the one standing up here before you. And through, frankly, investing in myself, training, literally taking everything I knew and making it better and bigger, helped me to get better and bigger. And it doesn't mean I'm still not scared, because I am. So I'll just be honest with you. But guess what? It's human and it's real. And what I've learned is how to take that energy and turn it into excitement. Because what I discovered is the opposite of nervous is what? Excitement. And it's the same energy inside you. You start tingling. Your heart goes, woo. You know, who's a performer in the room? Anyone? I know you're up with the, right? Who stands in front of people? You get a little nervous sometimes, right? It's normal. So part of that is using the energy. And most importantly, what's important is to use the energy of your message to affect people's hearts and spirits. And that's what I want to open up for you today, is the power of your message to impact others. All right, we good? Okay. So, you know, a lot of people believe a lot of things about publicity, and I just want to throw up some myths on here, the things that people believe. Anyone can relate to any of these? Raise your hand. Just throw out one that you might think. What do you believe? Yes, please. You believe that you are Russian. No, I'm talking about these myths up here, but... He's so cute. Now, this is a great guerrilla publicity man. He hands me a card, and on his card, yes, and on his card, there's a picture of him on Time Magazine, well, juxtaposed next to Time Magazine, which makes it look as if he's been in Time Magazine, right? You were. Oh, okay. You know what? I couldn't quite tell, but what I loved is that you put it right out there. Yes. And that's guerrilla. You know, part of it is not being ashamed of that. I heard around our table many great guerrilla stories, right? The things that people did to stimulate other people. Is there anything anyone can relate to up there? Please, Geraldine. costs too much money. And you know what? You're right. If you hire a PR firm, $5,000 a month, that's approximately expenses, $3,000 to $5,000 a month. You typically work with a publicity agency anywhere between usually about 5 months, 5-6 months to get real results. Publicity does take time. It takes energy. It takes focus. And so your investment in a publicity agency will typically be between $15,000 to $30,000, realistically, okay? Now, the truth be told, I don't do that with anyone. I will talk to you a little bit at the end about my course in publicity. What I'm really big about is what I call replicatable systems. And write this down. You need a replicatable system to get your word out. It doesn't take a lot of time, and it doesn't take a lot of money. And that's a real key about publicity. Now, what I want you to really get about publicity is that it's all about your message. It's all about your message. And would you write down the word message, please? Write it down. Message. Would you circle the first two letters? What do the first two letters spell? Me. Oh, my gosh. Me. And that's you, right? And that's you. Because newsflash, newsflash, newsflash. You know what the news is all about? Do you know what the news is all about? You. Absolutely. It's all about all of you. You are the news. It's not out there. It's not them. It's us. It's you. We are the news. Now circle the last four letters of that, please. What's the last four letters? Sage. Absolutely. And say those two words together. Me, sage. Isn't that interesting? Now I'd been doing this for 19 years, teaching seminars, and all of a sudden one day I looked at that word message. It was only about a year and a half ago, and I saw me, sage. I think it's really always important to come fresh to what you do, to continue to bring your passion, your excitement, your energy to what you do so that you see things newly. And I had never seen me, sage, in message. To me, that was a whole opening for a whole new way to look at the word message, to look at the way you get yourself out there, and to understand that your wisdom is what people need. Isn't that? That's amazing to me. And anyone who feels a little bit of an edge of getting their message out there, what I think that does is help you feel a lot better and remember that your wisdom is what's needed. All right? You got that? Now, I'm going to give you a new mantra for this morning. We're in the Inside Edge. I can give you mantras, right? You ready for your new one? All right. Thank you. It's all about my message. Can we say that together? It's all about my message. Absolutely. Because you know what it isn't about? It isn't about your business. It isn't about your services, your products, your books, whatever you're out there doing. What the publicity world is about is that it's all about your message. All about your message. So who's an expert in the room? Will you raise your hand if you're an expert in the room? All right, that's one, that's two, good. Everybody's hand should be getting up. Thank you. Everybody's hand should be getting up. We are all experts. The question is, in what? The question is, what's happening out in the media that your expertise fits into? So one thing I really want to encourage you this morning is I want you to start switching the word me to you. Okay? A lot of people, when they're introducing themselves, start using the words us, I, our business, we. I want you to start switching that to you. You think, what you feel, right? Because that's what you're concerned about. And what people want to know is how your services are going to help them, right? Use the word you. The other great sentence to fill in is the problem today is. And that's the sentence to fill in. Before I tell you a little more about that, I want to tell you when I was speaking to the National Association of Professional Organizers, you know what they said to me about message? Yeah, but Jill, the first four letters are mess. I know, that's what I said. I'm like, good point, but only for you and only for that group because no one else can look at that, right? And me, sage, your message is what will matter to others. Your message is why you're in business. Is that true? To support other people, to help other people, to give inspiration, to give real advice, and to support with what it is you do. So my question to you is, what is the problem out there? The problem today is, and this is about scripts. Remember, in the beginning, I said to you, it's about having a system, having replicatable and duplicatable scripts are very, very helpful. And that way, when it's 4 in the morning in California and you're doing a 7 a.m. interview in New York and Boston and Detroit, who cares, right? You're up, you're at 'em. And I don't know about you, but that isn't my favorite time of the morning, is it? Even though I had to almost get up at that time of the morning today. But I'm going to say that 4 in the morning is not my ideal time, all right? I'm not at my best. So I got to have a script. I got to know what I'm saying. I got to have it replicatable, duplicatable, and I can say it anywhere, anyone, anytime. So having a script is one of the first key things to be aware of. And becoming an expert, having a problem solution, is what will help you in your scripting. So what you want to do is, the problem today is, then give us a statistic, like really a thing that we should know. So in my case, it's 4 out of 5 businesses will go out of business because they have no clue how to create publicity without spending a fortune. That's it. That's my key phrase. I want you to think about yours right now, because I'm going to put you on the spot real soon, and we're going to have some interaction on this. So the problem today is 4 out of 5 businesses will go out of business because they have no clue how to create publicity without spending a fortune. I want to give you 3 guerrilla publicity tips today for how to get your message into the media. The first way is to create your ooh-ah factor. The second way is to create the I've heard of you somewhere syndrome. And the third way is to focus on networking magic and show up in your communities like you are today at least twice a month for name and face recognition. Now that, my friends, is my script. And who's an expert in the room? Who's an expert? Absolutely, you all are. And so you solve problems. Now what I want you to do is be able to work in, if you solve problems, you have what? What's the opposite of problems? Solutions, absolutely. You work into your solution, your message, your services, your products. What did I do in my message? Who knows? Gave you problem, solution. What did I do in my message? What did I do? I gave you solutions. Yes. How did I do it? Told you some benefits. Absolutely. What else did I do? Pitfalls. Yes. Absolutely. And I gave you, I actually used the word you. Here are you things to do. I want you speaking in you language. What else did I do? Gave you a problem and 3 solutions, but I'm going to tell you specifically what I did. Are you ready? The problem today, right? And then I said I'm going to give you 3, get this, guerrilla publicity tips today. Who's my authors in the room? Let me see my author hands, and that means if you have a product, a workbook, an action guide, an audio, anything. Great. Authors, I want you to pay attention to one thing. Where am I holding my book? Close to my face. That's for face recognition, right? Name recognition. I also want you to notice 2 other things. Number 1, I integrated the name of my book into my big M. What's my M stand for? Message. Magic. I like magic too. So I integrated into the message. In fact, I got all 3 books in. And then authors, I'm going to tell you one other thing. So I said I'm going to give you 3 guerrilla publicity tips today for how to get your message in the media. And then one way I told you to get noticed is to create your what kind of factor? Who remembers? Ooh-ah factor. I'll tell you how to spell that in just a moment. And the 3rd tip was to focus on what? Networking magic. Oh, my gosh. I got every single book in. You bet. Now, I want you to start doing this when? Now. Absolutely. I want you to integrate the names of your books, your products, and by the way, who are my product people in the room? Who's got a product? Your hands should all be up. You know why? You're the product. You're the product. Do you think people are buying you? Absolutely, they're buying you. They're buying your energy, your excitement, your dynamicism, your knowledge, your smarts, everything about you, right? So when we're looking at that, we want to be looking at integrating your names of your products, services inside your message. One guy who heard me say this the other day, he's a home remodeler, and he started saying in his message, you know, if you got to get it done, right? His name of his company is Get It Done. If you've got to get it done, here are 3 things that you can do to remodel your home right now for ease and comfort and low cost. fast, easy, effective. You want to monetize your message. Monetize your message. That goes in social media. That goes in PR. That goes in networking. And I'm going to tell you, people who've worked with me on this, you know what's interesting? They go to networking events, and one woman said to me, she closed a client right there at the networking event by using this problem solution formula. I want to tell you that publicity will drive your bottom line and give you an ROI on investment, because what happens is people are relating to you because they've heard of you somewhere. A sales training client of mine, I wanted him to have a book. I said, you know, you got to have a book. You're one of the best in the industry. So as a coachable person, he started getting a book, but he put out a request for proposals for somebody to help him write his book. And he told me the story. He said he wanted me to share it with you, and that is that when he put out his request for proposals, what happened was he got 35 answers, people who wanted to work with him on his book, support him with his book. He said, I want you to tell people that I picked the one person who had some publicity, who had gotten something in USA Today. He's a writing coach, just a standard guy, but he had gotten something, a little blip, in USA Today, blew that up so that, well, his name now was associated. And Eric said he dropped $3,500 on him because of his publicity. What I know about publicity is that it makes you stand out, stand up, and supports others with knowing who you are. And that's a key point. What I want you to look at is creating your factor. And I wrote it out here just in case you couldn't spell it. Can we say that together? Well, because it's fun. Are you ready? Your what? Factor. And that's about creating visibility and credibility. In fact, let me tell you two reasons why you do publicity. And that is for credibility and visibility. We don't do it to sell anything, really. But here's what happens. People buy from you. Your factor is the very thing that moves people to start doing business with you. Your story. This is your story. I'm going to tell you, Julie took my course in publicity, and she imports olive oil and food products from France. It's a bit of a tongue twister, but true. And with Julie's products, I said, hey, Julie, you know, this is great. And actually, we were writing a press release to food editors, which is something we do. And she's all happy and writing it. And then she started saying, you know, Jill, did I tell you? Now, I've noticed that when people say, did I tell you, I have noticed that they're about to come out with something good. She says, Jill, did I tell you that my daughter is an alcoholic? I'm like, no, you didn't tell me that. But now that you did, and I'm looking around this room, and I see the faces on the people who are in the course start to, like, open up, to drop. I see their hearts affected. I see they're opened up. There's something that got to them, right? And that's what I'm looking for. It's like, what is that piece of your story that affects and impacts others, right? That story of hers is what got to people. So I said, well, now you didn't tell me, but now that you did, what I'd like to do is say to you, forget the olive oil. We're going to recreate your story into becoming the parent of a troubled teen. And can I just take a poll in this room? Who is a parent in the room? Will you raise your hand if you're a parent in the room? Yeah, good. Thank you. Keep your hands up if you've ever had problems with your children. Yeah, thank you. Now we got two hands going up in the back. Sometimes people are waving at me. Yes, it's us. It's me. Right. So that's the part, right, that occasionally, well, almost always, do you think you could relate to that story more than even olive oil, right? Olive oil is good. We like it. And realistically, what are you relating to? That story got her into parenting magazines, mother's magazines, and her daughter, I'm happy to tell you, actually recovered and did great. And here's what's excellent about her. They went on tour. They started talking to people about this issue. And she went into teen magazines. So their story is what was profound and powerful. And their story is what got them noticed in the news. And that's what I want for you. Noticed whatever way you can, but noticed in the news. Because what happens is the story comes back to you. The story comes back by getting you the attention you deserve. And that's what it really is about. Using your story. I want you to be thinking about your story. We got October coming up, Breast Cancer Awareness Month, right? Is there a story in there? Is there something that you've been through, that somebody you know has been through, that your story could fit in to a more national news story, right? And I think that's what's key, is we want to be looking to see how can you fit in bigger, wider, better. So I want to show you. This is me in January 2008. I actually had an accident and fractured both ankles. Yeah, at once. Yeah, that was intense. So can you imagine, you know, for me, it's like this was really tough. I'm in a wheelchair for 4.5 months, close to five. And on top of that, dealt with physical therapy for the next year. I still have occasional flare-ups, but I'm doing pretty well, actually, except for the high heels. I do miss the high heels. Other than that, I'm very grateful for all the blessings I received. Frankly, you know how it is. You think it's an accident, but as I like to say, God stopped me in my tracks. Because one of the things I'm really clear about is the power of media to gain attention to whatever it is you're working on. And to drive people's consciousness and whatever it is they're excited about to your story. And so as I was sitting there in a bit of a stupor, because I don't know if you've ever, you know, experienced some kind of trauma, but it's hard to think, you know. And for a fast-racing mind like mine, it was a very difficult situation. But I will tell you that by stopping and by reflecting and realizing that, well, you know, nothing like an accident to get you started on your dream. I wanted to do a positive TV show. Because I don't know about you, but I'm sick of bad news. How about you? Are you sick of bad news? I'm sick of bad news. And I thought it was time for good news. So I started doing a TV show called Messages of Hope. And I actually have shot 21 segments now. We have it airing ongoingly in my local Comcast. I'm out of Northern California. And we have it airing every single week, stories of inspiration and hope. And I am delighted to be able to do that. We have it now replicated in 5 markets. We're going to put it on YouTube channels and go over. But, you know, after the show came out, of course, what I'm aware of is the power of publicity, right? So I went out and I pitched my local Marin Independent Journal. One thing that's key is you must become a celebrity in your own backyard. And what does that mean? You want to be a celebrity here. You want the Orange County Register, as long as it lasts, to be focusing on your story, right? And so I went and to the lifestyle editor, Beth, and I said, Beth, you know, the problem today is, remember that? Problem today is people have lost hope. And she said, you're right, they have. I said, on top of that, you know, we're not doing too good out there. And I want to give people hope. She said, okay, so tell me how. And so we talked about that. Well, next thing I know, a 1.5-page article came out in the Marin Independent Journal. This was really the headlines. Do you notice? Now, I don't think, oh, I didn't bring it. But normally, this article is 1.5 pages long. And let me tell you, there are 3 pictures in the article. Did I tell you 1.5 pages long? Yes. 3 pictures. The first picture is me teaching my crash course in publicity because they sent a photographer out to the course. And at the course, who's in charge of your message? I just want to know. Who's in charge of your message? Who? You are. Absolutely. So at the course, I laid out my books. I said, hey, would you take a shot of this? Now, truth be told, I had no clue whether this was going to make it in the article. When you see the center of the article, can anyone guess what's in the center of the article? Every single one of my books. Gosh, how did that happen? You're in charge of your message. And people often say to me, well, what, you know, if I'm getting in on an accident, don't you think that what's interesting to me is that every single paragraph in that was not only about my life story, but also about what I do now to earn my daily bread and how I work with people. Is that good publicity? I think so, right? And at the very end of the article, they had another photo of the course in publicity. And they actually photographed all the people in there, which, by the way, is great publicity. So we're always looking for ways to put your message out to create more visibility. And the thing about publicity, let me just ask you, that article, if you were looking at a 1.5-page article, how much do you think it would cost? How much? How much? Keep going. 5,000. 18,000. Do I hear more? 25,000. How about 40? $40,000 that would have cost had I paid for it. And I don't know about you, but I don't have that kind of money laying around to just pay for one thing of advertising. And in my business, there's a saying that with advertising, you pay for it. And with publicity, you pray for it. Right? Yes. But that we're going to do more than that. In fact, right now, what I'd like to do is hear from you. And I'd like to find out, I'm going to welcome you to Jill and Friends. And I'm Jill and you're the? Friends. Absolutely. And I'd like to know who would like to stand on up with me, and I'm going to welcome you to the show. And I want you to say, you know, Jill, the problem today is. Now, I'll support you with this. You know, I always like to say better me than Oprah, right? And I'm going to want you to do your message, and then I want you to tell me three solutions. How many? Three solutions for what to do. Now, here's a real tip. Speak in five-year-old language. Speak in five-year-old language. Don't bowl me over with your big words. If you notice, I'm giving you actually a lot of complicated PR concepts in very simple terms. Five-year-old language. Most newspapers are written in sixth grade language. Wall Street Journal, ninth grade. Big deal, right? And so one thing I've discovered, you know, years ago I got hired to work with virtual reality. Are you familiar with that? You know what that is? Well, I didn't. When they called me and I got the job, I'm like, I have no clue what virtual reality is, and I don't know how to explain it, which, by the way, is why I get hired, to translate messages. Because really, I'm a message translator, and God has given me a great gift, and that is the ability to hear a message and translate it. And I remember talking to reporters, and I'd be calling up technology reporters. This is when we had a PR agency, and they would, like, I could hear silence on the end of the line, you know, because what they didn't understand is what is virtual reality and how do we translate it. We had to find simple ways to retranslate a message. Can someone help me with the PowerPoint? It just seemed to go off. Thank you so much. Okay, and stand on up. I got my first guest here. Basha, is how you say it?
Basha. Yes.
Basha. Hi, Basha.
Hi.
All right, let's give her a hand because she's going first, okay?
I've got guts.
Basha, welcome to Jill and Friends. You're on the air.
Thank you so much, Jill. It's wonderful to be here. Thank you so much for asking me to join you on the show today. I've got lots to talk about.
And what is the problem today?
Well, the problem today is that women keep asking for equality. However, just pick up a newspaper and you'll read about women being abused by their husbands, acid being thrown on their face, they're being raped for tribal honor. And I'm here to tell you that I think I have some solutions to that.
Good. And so what I'd like you always to do when you're being interviewed, you know, really, most interviews, and write this down if you don't know this, are 3.5 to 5 minutes long. That's fast. It's very fast. So 3.5 to 5 minutes long, and what you've got to do is go right to it. So you say, the problem today is, then give people three solutions. So what would they be? What are three things they can do?
The first thing that they can do is actually read some about the creation myths for each religion.
Okay, good. So read the creation myths for each religion. That's interesting. What else would they do?
They should also question what they're doing today as far as service for their countries and communities.
Excellent. Good. And what would be the third thing?
The third thing is that they should realize that they already have equality. They don't need to demand it.
Good. So that's more of a soundbite. You already have equality. You don't need to demand it. That's more like a soundbite. And what we're always looking for are soundbites. You know, those things you can take a little chunk of and say, ooh, I get that. That's fun. That's interesting. That's your what kind of factor? Who remembers? Your ooh, factor. And can we say that together just because it's fun? Are you ready? Your ooh, factor. And let's give Basha a hand. That was terrific. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Appreciate that. And she did a great job, didn't she? And just like got right to it, right to the point. She engaged you. She made the story interesting. And stand on up, Patricia. Patricia's going to be next with us on Jill and Friends. I'm going to stand right behind you here. Actually, why don't we come on over here? Bring you front and center. And Patricia, welcome to Jill and Friends. You're on the air.
Thank you, Jill. The problem today is that the people have no vision. The world has no vision. And so I have three solutions. Number one is, of course, more and more people are learning to go within and find their own clarity.
Yes, so one solution is for you to go within.
and get very clear on the vision that you want and be that example, and then to speak a higher truth into the void.
Okay, that was good. The only thing is, what I would do is, if they were a little like, it's just a little what I might call vague, okay? Not a bad thing, but just a third point more so. So what I would do with her is just really get her to go, okay, what is that void? How do we find it? More importantly, what do I do when I'm there, right?
Then I would speak into the void a vision that people could identify with and work towards. Of a higher consciousness.
Good. So how I would translate that is go into the void and get your vision and consciousness so that your message comes through. Can we say that?
I could say that.
Okay, give her a hand. Woohoo! Thank you, Patricia. And who would like to go next? Please, over there with Jane. Dan, you want to meet me over at Jane? Oh, Jane, come on up here. Yes, you have to kind of roll over the people there. Come on up here, Jane.
Okay.
Thank you. Welcome to Jill and Friends. You're on the air.
Well, thank you. I enjoy being here in front of all these wonderful people. The problem today is that people don't know how to really play and let loose and enjoy themselves because of all the stress and anxiety and the recession and things that are going on in the world. So my solution is to get people to access their creativity.
Okay, so talk to them. So
access.
What I want now, access. So one thing I want to recommend to you. No, notice what's happening, right? We're going to take it out. I want you to access your creativity. What else?
I want you to access your playful spirit, your liveliness by taking up a paintbrush or a drum or to sing and to move and to really come back and touch with your little child that wants to be part of this excitement in living. And once the child is alive, then sometimes you have the stress minimized and it goes away.
Beautiful. Thank you. Give her a hand. Woohoo! And is anybody else like, oh my God, I need to do this right now? Okay. What's your name? I'm sorry,
Jane.
I don't see it. Jane?
Sorry.
That's okay. Come on up. Hi, Jane. Another Jane.
Yes,
welcome
another Jane.
Welcome to Jill and Friends. You're on the air.
Thank you. The problem today is our arms are getting too short.
Oh, the good soundbite, isn't it? You're going, oh, what does that mean? Okay, thank you.
Because as we get older, we tend to begin to have, surgeries and wear glasses, and we just can't see as well.
Good. And so what are some things we can
do? So one of the things I suggest is doing eye yoga stretches, doing eye yoga exercises.
Okay, wait, I'm going to stop her because she's introduced a concept that's new to you, right? What I recommend is doing eye yoga stretches. And what you can do is, see, what you want to do is you want to be specific. Be specific. So how do we do an eye yoga stretch?
So doing eye yoga stretches. Did you know that you can massage your eyes and exercise your eyes by blinking? If you consciously blink every 3 seconds.
Wow.
Every three
good.
Seconds,
so,
just blink.
So she's going to give you instruction. Why would she give you an instruction? Because she's an expert. Because she's an expert, right? In fact, would you all say together your other mantra, which is, I am an expert. Are we ready? I
you
am
an
expert.
Expert.
Absolutely. So you're going to tell people what to do and how to do it, right?
Okay.
What would be your next tip?
The next tip is an eye yoga exercise, which is a finger push-up. You don't need any particular equipment. You take your finger, focus on it, bring it in, bring it back out.
Good. That was easy, simple, right? Yeah, you're all, they're engaged. That's good. They're doing it.
Watch your finger in and out. And now look and see if you can see up closer better.
Beautiful.
And the third one is, as we get older, we get stuck in our ways. We need more brain pathways, more brain cells, right? Okay, so here's the third eye yoga exercise. Make your eyes go around in a circle. Okay? Now, as you do that, make your tongue go in the opposite direction.
Oh, woo, they're waking up now, honey. They're waking up now.
Now, If that's not hard, you're not making new pathways. So it has to be hard. For how many of you was it hard? How many of you was it not hard? Oh, good. All right, for those of you that it wasn't hard, do figure eights with your tongue in an opposite. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. Give her a hand. Excellent, excellent, excellent. Now, you see what happens as people engage with you as they have natural sound bites. You see what happens, right? Now, I just want to take some questions. What's some questions on your mind, things on your mind? This is called Pick Jill's Brain. Who's got a question? Anyone about publicity, how to get your message out there, some easy things to do that may be based on what we've been talking about? Anybody have a question? Please. Top five tools using the internet is what she's asking for. Okay. Yes, and by the way, I gave you a handout on top 10 tips for writing a press release that gets noticed. So I want you to read that. Number two, I want you to send out press releases over PR Web Direct, prwebdirect.com. If you have not signed up for a service called haro.com, helpareporterout.com. You got it? You're on it? ABC World News last year because of it. That's a good testimonial. I like that. So helpareporterout.com. Also PitchRate, P-I-T-C-H, PitchRate.com is another excellent resource. That's number four. And, right? No, I think I said PR Web. The handout. The handout is the other source. Thank you. And thank you. And pitchrate.com, right? And then I have a colleague named Dan. Dan helps put together media lists. Whenever I'm working with clients, we tend to just use him. It's fast. It's effective. He's inexpensive. And actually can put together a media list for you that you will then send out to the press and then do the what I call smile and dial portion of the program. That's where your script comes in. The piece we started with this morning about messaging, okay? Dan at prleads.com can get you a great media list. That's very, very helpful. Okay? Who else has a question? I saw another hand up here. Please, Adrian.
How can we get the message out about the Inside Edge?
Oh, it's a good question. So a couple things. Number one, do you have calendar listings going out every single week? Yep. Oh, I'm delighted to hear that. Number two, do you ever have the reporters pitch so that they can talk to your speakers? And because you're doing great topics that are of concern to many people, right? Use your speakers to help. Let's actually get interviews with the press locally. Plus, I want your membership, the people inside, to also be taking responsibility to take your PR to the next level and actually talk to the press. And within that press, you can be saying things like, you're a member of the Inside Edge, which raises your Google ratings, and we would appreciate, right? And so that's a great thing, is to encourage certain members or look around within the membership and see who has that great story that we can publicize. So October, maybe we get someone who has breast cancer or has dealt with breast cancer. In November, maybe we do a grateful thank you gratitude story. In December, we do a what's called a feel-good story. In January, who are my financial service providers? You are. There's a gentleman over there, a woman over there. So maybe at that point, we talk about how to get your finances in order. And using your resources right here, we got great financial experts, I think would be really good. Who's our love experts for February? Heart experts for February. You had heart surgery, love expert, right? Anyone else a relationship or love expert? Or
she's not here, but we have a member.
Excellent. So that would be your February. You see where I'm going? Every month you pick a member, which, by the way, becomes a new member benefit. And that member is like your lead story or members in certain cases that will help lead stories to the next level. Make sense? I think that would be a great way. You're welcome. And who else might I help? Please. Oh, I'm sorry. You had the microphone. What's your name?
Karen.
Karen. Hi, Karen.
Hi. I'm sure you're familiar with the old school labels that where you can get leads. What's a good purpose to get or a good location to get leads now?
To get media leads?
To get leads for marketing.
leads for marketing, in my opinion, publicity will drive profits and prospects. That's your leads. Can I tell you something? I was speaking on a forum for a financial empowerment summit.
I'm sorry.
Is that what you're talking about?
More like lists.
Lists.
Not when people come to you because we've got. I understand what you said on that. I mean, when you want to search out lists.
Lists. Okay.
Them up and they're pretty general, and then you have to pay for bulk, so many per hundred, and you don't really know if it's a good list.
That's
or not.
True, and you can assume with every list you buy, about 10% will not be accurate. Just period. I'm not an expert on lists, but I would tell you, you might also look at Google AdWords as potentially a marketing strategy for you. And, you know, I would just frankly Google lists, see what shows up, and you have to know part of them will be bad, wrong, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, so just FYI for you. I'm going to take one last question, please. I will be available here to answer any other questions.
Thank you. In terms of the top three, viral marketing, blogging, Facebook,
publicity,
going to network meetings. What were the top three or four that you would?
Well, I'm going to say to you. So I was going to tell you this. Financial expert told me that he was on Bloomberg and CNBC and closed $50 million in business from that interview. He stopped doing direct marketing. All of it, and just focused on publicity. So I'm going to put publicity right up there because it's free, and it gets you the news you need. It gets you visibility and credibility and enhances your reputation. I would say at this time some social networking, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter, and those would be the only three I'd focus on. And depending on you, you may not focus on all three at once. Even my strategy, we just did like one at a time and built it, okay? And I would tell you, networking. You know, it's interesting. When I wrote Networking Magic, you know what we found out? Besides the number one trait of great networkers, what do you think that is? Who wants to guess? What's the number one trait of great networkers? Showing up, yes. Giving. Number one trait. Walking in a room saying, how can I help? The other most important thing was what they call belly-to-belly marketing. And I do think in these times, funny enough, people really long for connection. And it's like back in. So I think this, belly-to-belly marketing, is really key. Cindy?
So 78% of consumers will trust peer recommendations over 14% for traditional advertising, which goes back to Jill, you saying, talking about, you know, I've heard of you somewhere. It's a long-term strategy that you need to be constantly going and putting yourself out there in a bunch of different avenues.
Absolutely. I want to just give you a very quick, if I might, tell you about my course in publicity. Would that be okay with you just for a moment? Appreciate it. Okay, let me there's another form on your desk here. Let me just take a moment and share with you about that. I teach what's called a crash course in publicity. It's a one-day course that we roll up our sleeves, no kidding, get four documents done, the documents you need to get the press to say yes to you. They're templates, my friends, and this is the great thing, is that you're going to be able to use these again and again and again. I'm doing it in San Diego, pretty close to you, on October 11th, and in Los Angeles on December, 2nd. So either one of those, and what I'm going to do today is give you and let you bring a friend for free, pick somebody here, bring associate, a spouse, or a friend. What I've noticed is a high level of accountability that happens when you bring someone for free. The other thing is, if for some reason you don't want to sit through a course, you can attend this as a webinar. And the webinars start, there are three sessions, they're on over the phone. All of this is working privately and exclusively with me, no kidding, with four templates and replicatable systems you can use again and again and again. What I wanted to do today was give you a whole bunch of other things. So I'm going to give you fast start consulting sessions where you get actual support from me in very laser-focused ways. And I also today have my what's called home study system. I'll be right out here right after the presentation. You get my home study system included in today's offer, and that's normally $350 just for that. Also, what I'm going to do is going to give you emergency phone calls, but as I like to say, it doesn't have to be an emergency. So what those will be is really direct one-to-one with me, supporting you with what you need to get your personal questions answered. And what all this adds up to, as you can see, and if you're looking, this is the order form, is $2,444. We're not going to do that today. I know it's a wild economy time, and I want to make publicity affordable. That's always been my focus. And what I'm going to do, you can cross that number off. I'm going to offer it to you today at $7.97. That's $7.97 for everything. Remember, you can bring a friend for free. You get the consulting. You get my home study course, which will help you with networking and publicity. And I'm going to give you emergency phone calls. And I'm a woman who, well, likes action. I'm very action-oriented. So I'm going to reward whoever's the first seven people, whoever wants to work with me, and I'll number them. What I'm going to do is I'm going to give you two more Fast Start consulting sessions, one-to-one with me, an extra $250 in value. Okay? Does that make sense to everybody? That's the offer. It is today. I am over here outside the room, and you can actually walk away with all the materials that you need. Cindy?
Yeah, can I just say something for a second? I actually met Jill 2 years ago when I lived in Toronto, and I was dragged to her course, and I'm like, who is this woman? And it was, no, not her. I was dragged by my very obnoxious friend with a cute dog. And and I have to tell you, it was right at the beginning of me launching a more international career. And in 2 years, because of she gave me strategies. There's so much in the course, but she really goes through strategies, a whole bunch of them, and helps you to get you into an action plan so that you can be every day doing something small towards building, you know, that whole publicity for free. And I have to tell you, just by getting my name out there in so many different ways that she taught me, you know, in the last 2 years, President Obama has given me an award. Oh, I didn't tell you that. That's recent. It was pretty cool. And I'm Canadian, which I think is even funnier. And, you know, I've appeared in a magazine next to Donald Trump. I was a cuter one in the magazine. I mean, all this stuff I've had an incredible amount of success. And it's because you really helped me to get very clear of, you know, what my talents are, how to pitch them, and how to use my languaging in every single thing I do, from written letters to Facebook to Twitter to on the phone, and just all the brilliant ideas that you gave me. So thank you so much. You need to go. Time. I'll shut up here.
Thank you, sweetheart. And I want to leave you with a challenge. And I appreciate the opportunity to be here today. I want to leave you with a challenge, and that is, if you don't like the news, go out and make some of your own, everybody. Thanks for being here.